Just more than 50 years ago, Canyon County farm workers living in substandard conditions found much-needed care in a Nampa home. It was there that Terry and Rosie Riley turned what they called a house of the people into a neighborhood clinic. And today, Terry Riley Health Services, named for its late founder, delivers care for tens of thousands of patients in clinics all across the Treasure Valley. Heidi Hart is the Chief Executive Officer of Terry Riley Health Services, and she sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about their core values and some big plans for the organization in 2023.
Could you talk a bit about how your organization's vision of healthcare may be evolving?
Sure. I think one of the things that our organization is continuing to press on is the idea of holistic care and making sure that we're looking at all of the different pieces of health that we as individuals need in order to be our best healthy self. And I would say we're also continuing to push on the social determinants of health, you know, those drivers, those things that influence and shape the world that we live in and that are contributors to our health. So both of those remain right in the forefront for us as an organization as we lean into 2023.
Let's talk about some specifics. I count well over a dozen clinics or behavior health care centers, plus Sane Solutions, Allenbaugh House, labs, pharmacy services. What new additions might be coming to Terry Riley?
There are a couple of things that are on the radar for us for 2023 that we're really excited about. I'll touch on three of them in particular. One is that in our rural communities out in Homedale in particular, we have long had a building that was aging and really wasn't able to keep up with the growth and demands of our rural community. Mm-hmm. So we have just broken ground on a new clinic out in Homedale that will allow us to expand services and integrate services in Homedale. So we'll integrate our current medical and dental, but we're also bringing pharmacy services to our clinic in the Homedale clinic. Second is in Meridian. We have not had a clinic location in the Meridian market or the Meridian community. So we have signed a lease and are in the beginnings of bringing online, again, a fully integrated clinic that will have medical, dental, behavioral health, and pharmacy in Meridian. And that will come online this summer. And then the third big project for us is really about expanding behavioral health services, both in Ada County and in Canyon County, as we look to add to our workforce around behavioral health services and the work that we can do to help support people who are needing that level of service.
Could you talk a bit more about community health centers and how they are a more health effective and cost effective alternative to, well, folks ending up in the ER?
I think one of the things that we try really hard to do as a community health center is to not only look within the walls of the traditional healthcare setting, right? So your medical offices, your dental offices, your operatories, you know, we've really tried to not only focus on that, but also look at what are those drivers or influencers that are affecting people's health. So making sure they have access to food, make sure they have a safe place to live, make sure that if they have experienced a trauma, that they're getting the counseling services that they need. So really trying to make sure we wrap around and embrace all of the things that we need as an individual or a family to be healthy, in addition to what we would think of as the traditional healthcare space. So I think it's our hope that really by blending both of those realms, we're able to help support people wherever they need the help to be their best self. And that in doing so, that we're able to do it in a way that is cost effective, both for the individual, but also for taxpayers.
I'm going to test my memory here. You began your career at Terry Riley as a behavioral health counselor?
Yes, you have a really good memory. Yeah. Yes, I started my career as a counseling student. I was a graduate student from the College of Idaho. And yes, began my career working in the world of behavioral health. And it's hard for me to believe I've been with the organization over 30 years now. So it's been fun to be able to contribute, but also to watch the organization grow and change in response to the needs within our community.
We've talked a lot over the years. I think about the history of Terry Riley and your mission. And then, well, who would have guessed that the world would spiral during the pandemic at a time when your mission was, and I've thought about this a lot, was already built in to who you were and how you might respond when things do spiral? Have you had time to think about that?
Do you know, I think one of the things that I feel really fortunate to be able to have is Rosie Riley on our board. So Rosie, you know, obviously is the founder of the organization. She's on our board of directors. And it's my privilege every month to be able to see Rosie, but also to take a moment to make sure we remain grounded in the heart and the mission of the organization. Why we are here, why we exist, what our role and purpose is in the organization. So she's a great grounding rod, I guess is the word I'll look for, to make sure that I help keep myself and our organization grounded in our meaning and our purpose, regardless of what's going on in the world around us and the pressures and forces that might be out there, but to make sure that we're doing it right.
And I keep thinking of that image of Rosie and Terry on the steps of their home, and how indeed they offered care in living rooms, right?
And they did.
It's rather stunning.
It is. And, you know, I sometimes wonder what it's like to be in Rosie's shoes, or Terry, if he was alive, to think back about what they started. And where we are today is really transformational, not only the growth in size and scale, but the complexity of healthcare now compared to then. And as I say, it's always my hope that as we're expanding and growing and staying relevant, it's not at the expense of the heart and the purpose behind the organization and the origins of it. So really trying to hold the past and bring it forward into today.
And your organization has really been become a bit of a barometer, if you think of it, of those folks who may be or may not be well employed, insured, or, and of course, those men, women, and children who may be in the shadows. And through the years, you know those numbers probably before anyone.
Wow. Well, that's a high compliment. Thank you. I do believe that part of our mission or our purpose is to help make sure that we're being a balanced voice for people that don't have the ability or the time, for whatever the circumstances are, to be able to advocate and to tell their story and to help put faces to numbers and data, so that we can help make sure not only are we responding, but people that are making decisions on behalf of our community are also aware of the voices and the needs of people who maybe aren't in a position to be able to advocate or tell their own story.
Can you give me just a general number of how many people are in the Terry Riley family now?
As patients, we're probably close to about 40,000 patients, or 40,000 members of our community that we're taking care of. Organizationally, from a workforce perspective, we're probably heading towards having 600 employees by the end of this year.
Well, and to that, all I can say is Happy New Year to Heidi.
Well,
Hart.
Certainly no moss grows, right? There's plenty of good work to be done and good people to do it. So yes, we're definitely in a period of growth and continue to bring forward the work and the services that are needed in our community.
And that was the Chief Executive Officer of Terry Riley Health Services, Heidi Hart, speaking to our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.